It's a warning, but it's a cornball warning. Breaking alert! Breaking alert! This is sort of like 1920 when you put your finger in your ear. Breaking alert! Breaking alert! Oh. Monica Brooks and her friends will be descending upon New York City.
Ooh, yes.
Warning to the Big Apple. You are in serious trouble.
Yeah, maybe.
The Big Apple will have a rotten worm in the middle of it by the end of all of this.
Yeah, I've never been to New York.
And you are, I'm going to not talk like that anymore, going to New York City.
Yeah, New York City.
With friends.
Uh-huh. With a group of friends.
Okay. And your husband, Jared, is not going.
No. And he's so nervous.
Oh, God. Because this is, you're going without your parents. That's what's happening here.
Yeah. And he knows when I go to a big city, he's always worried. I'm like, hey, I'm an adult. I got this.
Right, which is usually the phrase said by someone who is not an adult. Or you're an adult by age.
Yeah.
You're 72 years old. But by maturity level, and I can say this because I have very little maturity level too. You have none.
Yeah.
And I'm responsible in comparison to you.
That is true. But when I go out, especially out of town, I get into any and everything. And because I just have to. It's just, I don't know, I freak out.
Oh my God. The first time Monica went to Florida, you know, since we're talking about fruits of states and everything, the Sunshine State, the orange, you know, that whole thing. I believe it was an old dried up tangerine by the time you were done with it.
Yeah.
You destroyed it. You squeezed all the juice out of that place.
Well, I try to go and see any and all the stuff, everything that they have to offer. I want to see what I can get myself into. And it's just so much
and
happening.
And by see all the stuff, she means have all of the drink specials.
The
drink specials.
Yep, maybe hit up
here.
A strip club. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like, we go everywhere.
Strip club. Hello, what?
But we did, because in Atlanta, you hear about the Magic City Strip Club. And I was like, well, I got to go check that out.
I see what this is now. This is the Monica Brooks tour of American fruits. Because we have Atlanta, the peach state. And then you do Florida, the big old orange. And now here she is, honing in on the Big Apple. Oh, man.
But, I mean, you never know. Like, New York is just, I just hear the stories and everything. It seems so exciting. And not to say that it's nothing happening around here, but...
She's saying nothing's happening around here. That's really what she's saying. She's like, I am dumping you in this podunk town.
No,
can't take it anymore.
This is an amazing place to live. But at the same time, I love going out of town for a weekend.
Sure. Oh, it's always fun to visit.
Yeah, to visit. I can't see myself living in a big city.
I've done it. It is not my favorite. I don't want to live in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I will at least say that. My wife has lately, she's caught up in the whole tiny house situation.
Yeah.
And these people that get these beautiful little houses that are the size of a toilet, and you live out in the woods in the middle of nowhere.
Like,
and she says that a lot. She says, we are going to do that someday. And I think,
what?
How close is the grocery store?
I know.
I'm down with nature. I'm okay with that.
Because that's why I think this area is perfect.
Yes.
You know, when it comes to like raising a family, being here, you have things to do. At the same time, you get that country life.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why I grew up in the country. So I enjoy that air.
Yes.
And it's quiet.
That's what I love, is to be able to be in this area, to go to the drugstore, which is 1 second away, but then also see beautiful mountains right in the background. Like, to know that I can just hop on the Blue Ridge Parkway and I am there.
Yep.
At the same time, some of y'all, as I start driving out into the rural areas, maybe I got to go to West Virginia for some reason.
Yeah.
I play a game every time I go.
You do?
Yes. The game is, who the hell lives here? And I try to figure out who the hell lives here.
Yep.
Because... I wonder, like, what is that person's story?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're driving along one of those windy roads on the other side of 460 and you're getting up into the mountains and you see these random little houses that are
like
right on the road.
Some of them are pushed all the way back there. And you're like, why are you so far away from
people? You haven't seen a grocery store in 20 minutes and you know you're not going to see
make
one for another 20 minutes. Yes. Mm. And so that's what I wonder. Are you making your own butter? What's going on there? Exactly.
They probably have a farm and they make their own, you know, stuff. They have their crops. Probably what it is.
Or sometimes, and this extends out of this area, because at least in those areas, it's still kind of scenic. You're in the mountains, that whole thing. Man, you do that drive to Myrtle Beach, there's some towns that you think, how did life make you end up here? What happened to you?
Yeah.
And you do know you don't have to stay here.
You can move.
And those towns, I always, when I get home, I say, I want a Zillow, the most expensive house in town. What does that look like? And who lives there? And why?
But yeah, but you do wonder. I mean, but that's why this, but this area, though, is great.
So, but Monica is tackling the big city. Do you even know what you're getting yourself into?
Nope. I have no idea where I'll be staying. I don't know what the streets.
But you don't even know where you're staying.
Well, no. I've been asking, like, we were looking to book a place. But I asked, how far is it from the venue, the place that we need to be at for the convention? And they were like, oh, it's about 30 minutes by subway. I'm like,
You get a sandwich with that subway?
By subway. I was like, I don't want to take the subway. Let's change that.
That is one of the biggest changes I had to have when I first moved here as someone who had lived in some cities. I've lived in Boston. I've lived in Philadelphia, you know, places like that. Mm-hmm. Subway means sandwiches here.
Yeah.
It means transportation there.
That's true.
I'm going to Subway or here.
Don't I take the subway? No.
So I'm going to take the subway. There means I'm going to work. I'm going to take the subway here means, cool, can you get me a tuna fish sandwich? Please. Thank you very much. The footlong. That'd be great.
That's it.
So you're going in a few weeks.
Yep.
And hopefully you make it back because you're going with all of your, you're going with your bad news friends too, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, but we keep up with one another and it's good. I know Jared's like, oh gosh. Yeah, but I said, it's all right. I said, when you go in a group, we stick together and we have fun together and we'll be safe and behave.
Okay, but you're all bad news. That's the problem, is you are the bad news friends. And my wife has a group of bad news friends, too. There are certain friends, she got circle of friends, she's going to hang out, say, I'm going to go out with so-and-so and so-and-so. I'm like, cool, I'll see you at 8:30, have fun, that'll be great. When it's the bad news friends, I'm like,
we go crazy.
Could you come home by school tomorrow? Like, we have to get the kids ready in the morning. I need you home by 5 a.m. if possible.
Jared's like, just stay away from bad areas and, you know, just don't walk into just random streets.
How are you going to know that?
I'm like, you don't know.
You don't know anything. And let me let you in on a little secret, Monica. As you live out here in the scenic and beautiful world of Southwest Virginia, when you go up there, everything looks like a bad neighborhood.
Oh.
Even the nice neighborhoods.
Oh, dang.
Because it's the city and there's no grass. So here's a road, here's a road. Is this nice? I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because you can see certain buildings in New York. That's what's amazing about city life, too, is the building on the outside can look
dingy.
Kind of dingy. But then there'll be these penthouse apartments inside that are beautiful. So you're going to have no idea. And that city's going to have no idea what goes down.
I can't wait.
Oh, man, he is going to be so nervous for you.
Oh, yeah.
He's nervous for you already.
He's nervous now. Like, he was nervous now. He was like, I don't know. This trip doesn't feel right to me. I'm like, don't say it doesn't feel right. Because then I'm like, oh, you know, because it'll get in my head like, oh, no, it doesn't feel right. I go by feelings. But he's like, y'all just got to be careful.
And the feeling is nerve. So we will see. Stay tuned. Monica Brooks's New York City adventure is just around the corner.
Have your Snapchat ready because, you know, we'll be on Snap.
So follow her for all of the inappropriate snappitude. K92 Monica. What is
it? And I went back and looked. It's K92 Monica Brooks.
Okay. So follow her for all of the inappropriate shenanigans and hijinks. K92 Monica Brooks.